USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California teenager, the subject of an Amber Alert, was killed in a shootout between her father, an accused abductor, and the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department in the Southern California desert community of Victorville. 15-year-old Savannah Graziano was allegedly kidnapped by her father, Anthony Graziano, after he took the mother's life in Fontana, that's east of Los Angeles. It's still unclear if deputies or the father shot the young child as she ran towards deputies during the firefight. Forecasters say Hurricane Ian has become an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. As it approaches Florida's west coast, the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami said at 5 a.m. Eastern that Ian is now containing sustained winds of 140 miles per hour and is centered about 75 miles west-southwest of Naples, Florida. The storm is moving north at a forward speed of 10 miles per hour. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Now the most recent guidance from the National Hurricane Center is arrival at Charlotte County and Sarasota County border, basically.
Sirhan Sirhan, who assassinated presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, is asking a judge on Wednesday to free him from prison by reversing California Governor Gavin Newsom's denial of his parole earlier this year. Sirhan shot Kennedy just after the U.S. Senator from New York claimed victory in California's Democrat presidential primary. He wounded five other people during the shooting at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, California. The CDC is no longer recommending universal masking in healthcare settings unless the facilities are in areas of high COVID-19 transmission. The agency quietly issued the update as part of an overhaul to its infection control guidance for healthcare workers. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
With the primary elections just under 6 weeks away, let's take a look at the GOP gubernatorial race in Michigan.
Michigan's GOP gubernatorial hopeful is taking a page out of Florida's playbook. Tudor Dixon and running mate Shane Hernandez announced on Tuesday their age-appropriate Classroom Instruction Act proposal. Dixon told a crowd in Lansing the act would require school districts to ensure their schools do not provide classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in grades K through 3 or in any manner that is not age or developmentally appropriate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
One Colorado town is doing something about its crime surge.
Shoplifters who are convicted of stealing more than $300 worth of merchandise in Aurora, Colorado, will now serve 3 days in jail under a new city ordinance. Heirlooms Antique Mall owner Scott Davenport tells Fox News he hopes it will be a deterrent.
It's just hard. There's no solution, you know. Everybody's hands are tied, so we just need to come up with something.
The measure aims to target both organized crime and individual theft. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday Night Football tomorrow night on Prime Video will feature the undefeated Miami Dolphins against the Bengals. Game will take place in Cincinnati, Ohio. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.